RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Third of three live from Lambeau shows, and certainly the most depressing of the three. Commanders lose 27-18. We'll get into that momentarily. It's the Friday fun show. We'll make our picks in about 15 minutes for this weekend of action. Kind of a dud college slate this weekend. I've been so wrapped up in all the other topics we've got, I haven't really looked into college football. Tech needs to hold serve against ODU seems to be the most relevant thing locally. If they don't win that game, I do not look forward to what will be said on Monday's radio program by y'all, the listeners. You won't be wrong. You wouldn't be wrong. But it'd be a bit of a situation out there. One final time, we will let you know. Stop me if you've heard this before. You only have a few more chances to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels play baseball at the Diamond. This is the last day that I'm going to tell you that, because Sunday is the final game ever at the Diamond. On Monday's show, I'm sure we will have some memories, some reminiscences, some thoughts from the last game. If you're out there, hit me up. Say hey to your boy, because I'll be out there. One last round of squirrely fries before they move across the street. I know they'll serve squirrely fries across the street, but they won't hit the same, because it's, you know, sorry, Parney, but it's the vat of grease that they've been cooking it in for 40 years. That's what gives it the flavor. They'll have fresh grease at the new building. It'll be probably artisanal squirrely fries. I'll enjoy them. I'll have fun. But you got one more chance at the Diamond. Saturday's game, limited tickets available is what it says in front of me. Tonight's game has tickets available. Walk up. Go enjoy the night. It's also the biggest fireworks show in Flying Squirrels history, and thus I have to assume, by extension, in the history of the Diamond. I wasn't around for all 40 years of fireworks shows, but they do it right. I gotta think this is truly the biggest fireworks show in the history of the Diamond tonight out there. Then Sunday, the finale is sold out, but of course you'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. Eagles Chiefs, your headliner on Sunday. You'll hear that as soon as we're done with our Flying Squirrels coverage. Stubb, holding it down today in the studio. What is up, Stubb?
Hey, oh, that's me.
That's you. We checked in. We took a temperature check here. I'm not going scorched earth on the Washington Commanders last night, and you backed me up on that.
Yeah, it's the same way if I was a Chiefs fan. I wouldn't go scorched earth after losing to Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I believe in the team.
Yeah, I have concerns that start with Jaden Daniels because I think Jaden Daniels is still a phenomenal football player. I'm not rethinking that after last night by any stretch. I don't think he's right though. I think Justin Herbert is right. Justin Herbert's playing well. Jaden Daniels doesn't look right. I think he looks injured. This looks a little bit more like what we saw last year. By the way, his two worst games as a pro: Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football on the road, short week, and now in Green Bay on the road, short week. You can also attribute both of those to being against two of the best teams in the NFL. You can also attribute those, as I will, to games where he played through an injury. He had the rib injury in Philly, and he was not looking right yesterday, and he was limping around in the locker room after the game. He's a gamer. He's going to fight through it. But to get the full Jaden experience, you got to have 100% Jaden, and he's not right, and he doesn't look right. What's getting me is this combination of things where he was bottled up in the run. I've never seen that before. Even in Philly last year, we didn't see that. That's the worst he's ever looked running the football. And yeah, he was hurt a little bit, but I want to make sure we give credit to the Green Bay Packers defense as well. They were fast. They were swarming. They were all over the place. And you throw in Micah Parsons, are you kidding me? And it turns out getting one of the best players in the game at age 26 is a good pickup for a team. Who would have thought? Paging Jerry Jones on that one. It was a great performance by the Packers defense, which bottled up Jaden. But the throwing wasn't there to fall back on either. Now, some of that, he was rushed. And Josh Connerly, man, welcome to the NFL. Here's Micah Parsons. What a brutal way for him to start. You start against the Giants in that pass rush and the Packers and Micah Parsons. I'll be honest. I was yelling second quarter, third quarter. It's time to get him out of there. Put Wiley in. Nobody's learning any lessons here. I hope that the confidence of keeping him in will somehow translate into results down the line, that he knows his coaching staff has his back. But it was a rough night. So Jane's operating on an accelerated clock. And then it turns out, and this is interesting, practice matters. And lack of practice matters too. Terry McLaurin has practiced with Jaden Daniels in the entirety of the offseason up to now two times on the field. Since he signed his contract, they've had two on-field practices, and you can tell. I'm not out long-term on Terry. I'm not out long-term on Jaden, but the connection wasn't there, and you could tell that last night. And after all that, and after two missed field goals, and after missed opportunities, is a 9-point loss to a team that I'm going to install in the Super Bowl conversation, and that's why I'm not mad about it. Stubb, I'm going to unveil my list. We are, 17 games into the NFL season, so I think we know everything at this point. I'm ready to declare that there are only four teams that I think can win the Super Bowl this year. Here's the list: Ravens and Bills. I'm leaving the Chiefs off in the AFC. It's coming. The downhill is coming, and I think because they won 15 last year, maybe it's going to hit a little harder than even we think it's going to hit. Ravens and Bills can both win the Super Bowl. Full stop. I think in the NFC, it's the Eagles and the Packers. I reserve the right to change my mind as the season goes on. But right now, I think there's four teams that can win the Super Bowl. And I think everybody else is playing for playoff position to get in, to make some noise, which is certainly not nothing in the NFL. But Jaden Daniels can only take you so far. You need eventually a complete roster, which is what the Packers have, and dang if they didn't look really sharp last night. Stubb, you want to add anybody to the teams that can win the Super Bowl list? You want to dispute the list?
I'm not going to say the Chiefs can't.
Yeah.
While Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say that.
I think that's fair. I love Joe Burrow, and I devote large portions of this show from time to time to how good he is. When you need the Browns to miss a field goal, is something systemically wrong there. That's not a team that's a serious contender. I'm willing to throw in the towel on them after 1 week just off of that. Because there was so much hype around that. They got They got to win week one. They're playing everybody all through the preseason. They're all in for this. They're ready to go. They weren't ready to go. They weren't even close to ready to go. But the Commanders, 9-point losers, 27-18, definitely felt more lopsided than that. And there was that moment, 17-10, in the fourth quarter, one score game, Zach Ertz touchdown. Terry got a catch on that drive. Were you just, okay, maybe? Maybe things are going to break the right way. And this is what the really good teams do when they're having a bad day. They steal one. But then the Packers drive the length of the field. Start on the 35. They pass. They run. They get penalties. They slowly, systemically bleed the life out of this game and out of the Washington Commanders. And then next thing you know, it's 27-10. And this thing's over. The fourth down play the Commanders had, that slant to Lane. I mean, what that's proof right there. Terry's not where he needs to be with Jaden, because that's a play you call to Terry 100 times out of 100. So get Jaden right. That's priority one. If Jaden Daniels is hurt or isn't himself, it's going to be a longer season than we thought. We all know this thing revolves around number five, and we saw it last night for our own eyes. Number five's not right now. I don't think it's sophomore slump, though. I really don't. I don't think it's sophomore slump because he's still putting zip on the ball. He's still putting the prep work in. I think he's still reading the defenses fairly well, to be honest with you. He made the decision to hand off a lot of times last night at the mesh point. Going back and looking, he made the correct decision almost every time. I don't fault him for a lot of the decisions he made. He had rushers in his lap. Micah Parsons was a real game record disruptor. And you go against two of the best defensive lines in the league, that's going to be a thing. I don't worry about Jaden's sophomore slump. I do worry about his health, though, because if you take away his running, his ability to do that, this is a team that has a lot fewer options really quickly. And some coaches have other coaches' numbers. Matt LaFleur now 4-0 against Dan Quinn, and none of them have been particularly competitive. Sometimes a guy's got your number. Here's what I like, and we'll get to the break. We'll get to picks. We'll get to Howard Gutman. We'll get to Inside the Locker Room at 11 o'clock. We'll get to everything we've got for you, so stick around for the entirety of this show. But with Jaden Daniels, with the team, with the operation overall, if this is something where you say the rest of the league can watch this tape and come up with the game plan. You know, if you say, oh man, the Raiders were watching Amazon last night, they know how to stop them now. Neither team has unveiled a blueprint on how to stop Jaden Daniels to the extent that you can scheme it. Both teams have unveiled, if you have freak athletes, you can do good things. The Giants had freak athletes. They got to Jaden Daniels. The Packers have Micah freaking Parsons, and they got to Jaden Daniels. That's not replicable. The Raiders can't do that. Scheme-wise, there were certainly some things LaFleur did. Two tight ends, motion, sending running backs out. He crafted a very impressive game plan. I don't know what it is he's got in for Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn runs a lot of man defense, and dang if Matt LaFleur didn't tear apart that man defense last night. Again, though, I don't think it's something that's going to be replicable. I don't think the Raiders can just grab that game plan and run it and win. I think it takes some athletes, too. I think the Packers have them. George says, one omission from your list. Tampa Bay can win the Super Bowl as well. No, they cannot. I will allow the Chiefs from Stubb. I will not allow Tampa Bay on my list. They cannot win the Super Bowl. We can make some picks, though, for this week. And you know what? Maybe I'll take the Bucks this week as a show of support for our friends in Tampa. They're playing Houston. That's actually one of the better games of the day. That's your Monday night or early game next week. We've got the doubleheader on Monday night with Chargers Raiders, the nightcap. Love that for us, because the Raiders playing at 10 o'clock on Monday night, then turning around, flying out east for the Sunday 1 p.m. game. That's a good swing for the Commanders and a chance to get right. We'll go inside the locker room in 45 minutes. We'll make some picks for the week. We'll break down that Commanders performance against the Green Bay Packers. We're live in Lambeau for another hour 45. Enjoy it with us. We'll recap our night at the stadium as well. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. And we're live from Lambeau. I'm not still at Lambeau Field, of course. Come on now. We're down the street. We're at a hotel. It's a hotel show. Not as cool as the bar show, which we did yesterday. It was fun to see. Bunch of you Commanders fans out making the trip. Look, they lost. We're sad. But it was cool to see a big game where everybody traveled and got excited. You know, we had that vibe before the NFC title game last year. I missed that. It had been more than a decade since we've had that as a fan base. It was cool to see a lot of y'all out there at Lambeau, and hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did, because I just think this place is the absolute best. It's a football time capsule. It's, especially for an East Coaster, it's a lifetime capsule. Everything's a little simpler here, a little cheaper here as well. We could live good in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The catch on that, of course, would be that we would have to live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is why I think the cost of living is low. But if you're a Packers fan, man, you got to get to this place. It's so cool. Yes, the Commanders lost. Yes, we'll get back to that. Howard Gutman joins the program at 10:45. He'll break it down for us. AWOD's thoughts at 11:45. We'll go inside the locker room at 11 o'clock. We're, of course, also not losing sight of the fact that it's the final weekend at the Diamond. Get out there tonight for the biggest fireworks show in the history of Richmond baseball. But right now, it's a Friday. We cannot ignore our Friday fun obligation to pick games, and so we're going to do that. Stub, fire me up here. All right, duddle of the college slate this week, but we'll start there. Clemson, Georgia Tech, beware the fishy lines, say the bookmakers in Las Vegas. Georgia Tech, only a 3-point underdog to Clemson. And when you see something like that and your eyes perk up, you say, wow, they're giving away free money on Clemson. That's when you know what you need to do. Put your money on the Yellow Jackets. They're going to maybe even win this thing outright if that line is any indication. They don't build those nice buildings in the desert by giving people money. No such thing as free money. I'm riding with the Jackets this weekend. Alabama, 21-point favorites over Wisconsin. Is a statement game coming? It might be for Kalen DeBoer. Obviously, he's under a lot of fire. People are saying this Alabama team's lazy. They're not like the hard-working Bear Bryant, Nick Saban squads. He's got something to prove. He's got a chance to do it at home. But Wisconsin's a Big Ten team. I get that they're down. I get that they're not jumping around like they did in old up there in Madison. I'm not giving away 21 points in a college football game, though. Give me the Badgers. William and Mary, UVA. I like the Hoos in this one. I don't know what the line is. It doesn't matter. It's UVA, William and Mary. The Hoos will win. Good get-right game. And at NC State, loss already aging well. Nice win for the Wolfpack last night over the Demon Deacons. Georgia, Tennessee in the 3:30 SEC slot. Give me Georgia. Kirby Smart Machine rolls on. Richmond at Bill Belichick. Spiders taking on UNC. UNC 21.5-point favorites against the Spiders. I am loading up on Bill Belichick. He needs to get his wins while he can get them, because the ACC is going to be gunning for him. But they've got the Spiders outmanned. I don't think they pump the brakes. I think they get a big, much-needed win. How about our disrespect game of the day? South Florida, 17.5-point underdogs in Miami. They can't do it again. They beat Florida. No chance they can repeat that. I don't think they can, but I think they'll keep it close. Give me the Bulls in 17.5 points with the side of, isn't it a little bit ridiculous, just a little tiny bit ridiculous, that the University of South Florida is a 3-hour drive north from Miami. Just throwing that out there. I'm not a map expert. Something's fishy about that. We'll be watching and listening Saturday night here on The Fan, Virginia Tech football hosting Old Dominion. Ooh, boy. A couple days ago, Tech was a 7-point favorite, and I said, ooh, boy, because a couple days before that, they were a 9-point favorite, and at that moment, I said, that's not great, because they started as 13-point favorites a week and a half ago. 13.5-point favorites a week and a half ago. It's 5.5 this morning as we talk to you on Friday morning at 10:23 a.m. The number's plummeting. There is no faith in Brent Pry and the Hokies. I'm cutting against the grain. Give me the Hokies. Get right, beat Wofford, get to 2-2. It's not going to save Brent Pry's job. That's lost. But, man, I shudder to think about what's going to happen if they don't win that football game. Under the lights, Texas A&M at Notre Dame. Irish 6.5-point favorites. SEC, you know the SEC. They always got something to prove. But I think Notre Dame's a very good football team. They held their own in that Miami game. I think they will do the same this weekend. On to the NFL, where the main event is a Super Bowl rematch. Eagles visiting Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. When was the last time the Chiefs were underdogs at Arrowhead Stadium? That's got to be many, many, many years in the making. They've got the extra rest coming off of the trip to Brazil. They've got issues, though. They don't have receivers among them. The Eagles have a really complete roster. I don't know what to make of this one. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be close. My hunch is, take the Eagles in this one. How about the Colts getting a lot of respect in that late window as well? Throttled the Dolphins. Now they're only 1-point underdogs against the Denver Broncos, who did everything they could to lose to Tennessee last week. Couldn't pull it off, though. They got the win in the end. I think they get right against the Colts. Aaron Rodgers, 3-point favorites against the Seahawks, and the Sam Darnold fumble machine rolls into town. I love Aaron Rodgers in this one. I liked what I saw last week. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a little crazy, but he's also good at playing football, man, and I think they take care of business in that one. Giants-Cowboys NFC East matchup in the early window. Cowboys 4.5-point favorites against the Giants. If we learned anything last night that doesn't involve the Washington Commanders, that doesn't involve Micah Parsons, that doesn't involve the Green Bay Packers, we learned, yeah, the Giants may actually be that bad. Give me the Cowboys. Lay the 5 points in this one. Patriots-Dolphins. The Patriots, I think, need this one more than people realize. A lot of hype around this team. They're going to take a step forward. Mike Vrabel's the coach they were always destined to have. They've got a quarterback in Drake May, finally. And then they lay an egg in the first game of the season. Well, they need to get the Dolphins in Miami. Dolphins, 2-point favorites. I'm not sure I understand that. I would like the New England Patriots in that game. Sunday night football under the lights. The Atlanta Falcons head to Minnesota to take on the Vikings in a critical early season game for both. I could see both teams being right in the thick of the wild card race when the dust settles here. Michael Penix, will get a look at him in primetime. How has he evolved in year two? And of course, the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, all he does is win. He's a winner. Yeah, he didn't play great, but yeah, he won the game. He's got the swagger. He's got the confidence. I love confidence. I miss that this team doesn't have confidence. Didn't have any last night going into half. Give me the team with confidence. That's the Minnesota Vikings. I'll lay the 3.5 there. Great weekend of football ahead. You'll, of course, hear the Virginia Tech Hokies right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. When we come back, we'll get back to the thing that happened last night here at Lambeau. Commanders lose by 9, sure didn't feel like 9. They got worked for most of the game. We'll break down what happened, what's going on with that defense that looked so good against the Giants, took a step back. What's going on with the kicking game and clock management? Dan Quinn got out coached yesterday. Is this a trend, or is this something that is going to linger? We'll dive into that question and more on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, and we're live in Green Bay, Lambeau Field, home of the Packers. It was rowdy last night. It got loud. Did the pregame ceremonies. Sterling Sharp was there celebrating his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That gave everybody a little halftime juice. As promised, I ate a brat. As I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little underwhelmed. It's a good product. It's better than a hot dog, but I don't know that it's like so much better than a hot dog that it's like you got to get a brat. It's hot dog slightly improved, but a lot more expensive. So I go back and forth on that. Stub holding things down in the studio for us today. We'll get to the inside the locker room stuff in a bit. We had a good time at the bar yesterday. Stub was making that happen for AWOD. It's literally called the bar. It's across from Lambeau. We ended up having, AWOD got the fries, and I know I'm encroaching on dude food territory here, Stub, but he got the fries, and you know they do the fries and like they have the little extra crispies on them, like they got a little like I associate with Middle Eastern places. Like, it's the fries, but they have extra crispies on them. They had that kind of fries. I love them.
Yes.
I love
yes.
those fries.
Oh, those are really good. It took me a sec to visualize, but yeah.
All right, you got what I'm talking about, though. Yeah, that's a top-tier French fry.
Yeah, one of the best.
So they treat you right up here at Lambeau Field. They also had, with the brats, they had the fancy mustard, not the Dijon mustard. I think they call it beer mustard, where it's got like a little tang to it. I do like that as well. I'll give them that. It's not a full like spicy mustard, but it's in the middle. Enough mustard talk though, because
for the fries. What was the for the brats?
Oh, that was for the brats. Yeah, I don't dip my fries in mustard.
Yeah, okay, I was scared.
I'm a ketchup guy with fries. AWOD hit me though with a surprise. He said he doesn't dip his wings in ranch or blue cheese. He just eats them.
Well, he orders additional sauce.
Yeah, he dips them in buffalo sauce. He gets buffalo wings and dips them in buffalo sauce. But it's a double sauced wing. I get that. But there's no ranch and there's no blue cheese. I'm a blue cheese guy. I don't judge you if you're a ranch guy, but I kind of judge you if you're a nothing guy, right?
It was a take I didn't expect.
And
because I think it's a good dichotomy.
It caught us off guard a little bit. It didn't look bad. It looked like he had a good time. He enjoyed them.
The wing's the wing. Like, if I'm out of ranch, I'll finish off the wings, you know?
Sure. And he had it. Like, I'm prepared to allow that. He had a very incorrect take, though. He gets his wings and he says, it's all flats. There's no drums. I would love that plate. I want a mix. I don't want 100% of either.
Right.
But I want more flats than drums.
I understand being upset there's no drums.
Oh, if there were a few drums. He was unhappy with the ratio. There needs to be some of both. We all agree on that. Yes.
We all agree on this.
Because that's the variety. That's what
I get tired of working for the flats.
The flats are a lot of work, but they're indisputably better as well. That's the tricky part. Sometimes you got to put in work to get the good stuff. Packers put in work last night at Lambeau. I'm going to tell you what bothers me about the defense, and it's not Marshawn Lattimore. Look, his name got called a lot on penalties. That's who he is at this point in his career. You want Marshawn Lattimore? You get penalties. That's the deal. But what bothered me was the lack of takeaways. We're two games in now. I know they intercepted a pass against the Giants, but they did not get a takeaway because there was a penalty on that play. Lattimore? He's fine. He's not a number one. He hasn't been a liability. I know the penalties have been problematic, but I don't think he's been a liability, and I think sometimes you just got to take that as Amos comes along, and I think he'll be really good eventually. I think that with Amos, you're just waiting for him to grow into that player. I think Sanra still is on the verge of being that guy and stepping in and doing that. I've loved watching Quan Martin so far this year. I think the secondary is making strides. I think your issue in the secondary is a lack of a true number one. And if you can get just enough out of Lattimore, you can paper over that this year. Not every matchup is going to be as unfavorable as this one. But that said, they got worked last night, particularly at the linebacking level. AWOD made the point to me, said they look slow. They look old. And I think some of that was the Packers scheme. A lot of pre-snap motion, a lot of overloading with two tight ends on one side, then running a running back over that way, creating favorable matchups. But they looked a step behind, and that was with rationing some snaps. Von Miller had his snaps rationed. I think Bobby Wagner needs his snaps rationed. I don't know that running him 100% of the plays is a long-term sustainable option. And I love him, and I'm so glad he's here. And I don't want to get rid of him. I just don't want him to be out there for every single play. Bobby Wagner, 68 snaps last night defensively and took 6 special team snaps. Bobby Wagner ran 74 plays last night. That's like a Chip Kelly-style workload. That's too much for him. And not an insult to him as a player. It's a reality of where he is. Bobby Wagner played with Richard Sherman on the Legion of Boom. Richard Sherman isn't just doing TV for Amazon. He's like an established TV commentator. That's how long he's been out of the game, right? This is the reality right now for Bobby Wagner. He can't play 74 snaps of professional football, especially on a short week, especially in Lambeau, in that environment. He's got to play fewer snaps. Now, if you don't trust the guys behind him, that's an issue as well, of course. Was a little encouraged by Christian McCaffrey. He made a couple of catches at the end there. Didn't get a lot of him, but the little bit we got was all right. A Ben Sinnott catch as well. That's all right. Not everything we need, but baby steps. We're getting closer to that. The kick return game was better. Debo broke one off, 50-yard kickoff return. That was great to see. Man, I talk about the lack of takeaways, and it was an issue for these guys, but the Commanders squandered really good field position. Started on their own 33, their own 35. That's standard. Their own 45. That's good position. That's where Noah Brown caught the pass and then had it punched out. That you got to cap. You got to get at least 3 when you start on the 45. Later in the half, they start on the 43. That ends up being the missed field goal by Matt Gay. You start the second half, the Debo return. They start on the opposing 44. And then they start on the 50 on their touchdown drive and finally take advantage. They had good field position, just couldn't make it work. It was everything felt stuck in neutral all night long for this Commanders offense. Not able to take advantage of the field position. And look, the injuries were brutal, man. I hate seeing what I saw last night with Dietrich Wise. There's injuries, and you watch football for long enough, you're somewhat immune to the injuries, which is tough to say, but true. And then you see something like that, my heart goes out to that guy. That's an injury that you never want to see on any kind of field. And Bobby Wagner will tell us during Inside the Locker Room, like, it's so important to protect your mental state right after something like that happens because it's so tough to watch. Austin Eckler, like, that sucks for Austin Eckler. He's an integral part of this team. He's worked hard to get back from injury and then to watch the Achilles pop. That's tough, but that's football. That's the game everybody signs up to play. It's different on the Dietrich Wise. And that was deflating as well. Deflating night at Lambeau. This is a team that still has very legitimate playoff aspirations and ambitions. It is a team that could still win 10 games this year. It is not a team that can win the Super Bowl. It's a good reality check for everybody. But they're right there in that next cut. I think they can make the dance and make the playoffs for sure. Especially if they get Jaden Daniels right. Howard Gutman is the ambassador to Belgium. Also a Commanders super fan. Also works at the Odyssey radio stations. He will join the program. On the other side of this break, we're live from Lambeau for one more day. Getting back to Richmond tonight. 3 games left at the Diamond before they shut that sucker down. You're listening to Richmond's home for the Flying Squirrels all weekend long. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. Back inside the locker room. Here in about 10 minutes, we'll talk to the defensive players as well. Or rather, we did talk to the defensive players. That's a past tense thing that happened last night. Today, AWOD Radio, noon to 3. He's also live in Lambeau. We've been here all week for the big game. AWOD will be rolling out of here with me afterward. Another 3 hours of driving to get to the Chicago airport. He was asking on the way to the game yesterday, you think there will be a lot of, like, big sillies there? The Schefters of the world, the big national reporters. I said, I don't think so, because they don't like coming here. Everybody loves coming here. Coming to Green Bay is a blast. But if you can avoid it, NFL season's a lot of travel, a lot of cities. This is the toughest one to get to, and it's not close. I'll say this. I'd rather play a game in L.A. than Green Bay from a travel logistics standpoint. Yeah, you hear me very clearly on that one, obviously. Only a travel logistics standpoint. From every other standpoint, I want to be at Lambeau Field because it rocks. And because we don't get out as much as the Schefters of the world do. I love that we were in Lambeau this year. What a great, great travel schedule, man. I think we're going to see a lot of Commanders fans everywhere we go. They're in LA. They're at Arrowhead, Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. That's going to be a blast. They're in Minnesota. If you haven't been there, that's a great environment. Going to be a really good football team. They're going to be right in the mix in December. That could be a very consequential game. Oh, and a little action in Madrid as well. So there's that. That will be a wild game against the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins have the Thursday nighter next week. I get where they were coming from on that, and you know that I was on that bandwagon too, that the Dolphins would start strong and fade, but if last week was any indication, they went straight to the fade. It's going to make a tough Thursday nighter because Josh Allen and the Bills are rolling. They've had a great performance. But no, Lambeau's special. It's just really hard to get to. You got to put in some work. If you build it, they will come. They built it. People have come out here in Green Bay. Clock management has been an issue. We've been discussing that today for sure. I am not mad at what happened at the end of the first half, but I think it's really indicative of how Dan Quinn felt last night. When they didn't use the timeouts, try to get something going, and then even with a minute left in the half, ran the ball without regard for the clock. Had told me that Dan Quinn's main objective was not let's score seven, but let's make sure the Packers don't touch the ball again in this half. And the Packers were happy to oblige. It was 14-3 at that point. And they ran Eckler, went to Debo, and just kind of meandered. You end up in a 4th-and-4 from Packers territory. It's a 58-yard field goal. He misses. They got the clock bled pretty good. By the way, in the end, that almost backfired. The Packers almost got 3 points out of that. Stole a bonus 3 at the half because of the Matt Gay miss. If things go according to plan, though, I think it's not, oh, Dan Quinn stopped being aggressive this year. I think it's Dan Quinn was watching the football game. Man, that wasn't the football game that called for being aggressive with the timeouts, because even if you had, you're probably just going to give that time back to the Packers. It was the lack of confidence. It was a little bit jarring, but very much understandable in that moment. There was no confidence in this offense to deliver, to get it down the field. And that's the part that Dan Quinn's really going to have to wrestle with, because he's in charge of this thing. He created this atmosphere of we can take on anybody, we go for it on fourth down. And then to not in that moment, it was the correct decision, but you hate as the coach to so publicly communicate, I don't have faith in my team right now. And he didn't have faith in his team, and he was correct to not have faith in his team. That's the lick your wounds, get back after it part of this operation. And for Dan Quinn, that's what he'll be sorting through. You got a chance at a get-right game, 10 days rest. You're going to play the Las Vegas Raiders at home next week. Raiders are going to be on a super short week after the late Monday night game. Everything breaks to flushes from the system, be 2-1. Get ready for very important consequential games against the Falcons and Chargers. I don't have opinions on the Falcons yet. I haven't watched them this year. I got Chargers opinions, though. I think they're very, very good. And, man, Justin Herbert looked sharp. So it's going to get tough after the get-right game. But it's about reinstilling that swagger and that confidence, which was so much of what they had last year and played with last year. They were so good from a confidence perspective. Speaking of confidence, confidence booster for UVA this weekend against William & Mary. Virginia Tech needs a confidence booster against ODU. Man, we're going to burn this place to the ground Monday if they don't win that game. They'll win that game. Kyren Drones, as much as I talk about him, he's got the skills to beat ODU. We'll be back Monday recapping it all when we're done with the Friday show. I'll be back in Richmond, so that'll be fun, and we'll be at the Diamond on Sunday. This is the final week of Squirrels baseball, but right now we're going to go back inside the locker room on the other side of this break. You're listening
to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Football Friday on The Fan, Misery Friday after the Commanders got waxed by the Packers last night. We'll give full disclosure here. This is a pre-taped segment. Hanging out with my guy Awad right now. We are driving back from the game to the hotel. We're going to collect Awad's thoughts here on what he saw, both on the field, off the field here at Lambeau, and where the Commanders go from here. Adam Scrosstalk, welcome aboard. Give me your main takeaways from tonight's game.
Yeah, I think what sucks is Dan Quinn was outcoached by Matt LaFleur. Jaden Daniels outplayed by Jordan Love. And they had, like, an upper hand on us in every phase of the game from start to finish. It was difficult to watch. I mean, it was a game in which you thought Washington was going to fight and scratch and claw their way back into it. But as soon as they did, Green Bay goes the length of the field, one of the most impressive drives of the season, and gets into the end zone. And they just had so many explosive all game long, and Washington struggled to create anything that was a first down. On first down, they just couldn't do that. It was a lot of last season. Actually reminded me of the Rivera era, which is the most frustrating thing of all of it. So it was ugly. It was ugly. I think the Packers are good, but I just look at this game and I saw the age that is the roster of the Washington Commanders.
Oldest team in football in the last two decades. Packers' youngest team, and they certainly looked like it. Micah Parsons was fantastic, obviously. Making Jaden Daniels miss. All right, Jaden Daniels. He did not look great as a passer against the Giants, but I thought he was very good as a runner. He got the yards when he needed to. He did not look very good as a passer against the Packers. They also bottled him up in the run game. Is that the worst? I'm going to go straight there. Is that the worst game he's played as a pro? He looked jittery in the Tampa game, but he kind of brought that on himself. It just felt like tonight there were no answers at all.
Yeah, I'd have to go back to the first Eagles game last year. That was, might have been even Thursday Night Football. I know it was prime time, and it was in the link, and I remember saying on my show I thought he was seeing ghosts. I felt the same way today, except for he was seeing Micah Parsons living next to him in the backfield.
That's a real dude.
Right? It was crazy. The accuracy, it's tough, man. I don't think he's setting his feet. I think part of it is how much he was rushed. Part of it is he did not have the practice time with his number one weapon in Terry McLaurin. I mean, fourth and short with the game on the line, he's throwing a Jalen Lane. And we all saw Jalen Lane is completely covered there. I thought Jaden would hold that and try to make a play and find somebody else. But instead, he forces it in there. It was a lot of forcing it in there all game long from Jaden Daniels on third down. And, you know, we'll look at the stats. We'll dive into the numbers. But that was just one of the worst performances we've seen from Jaden Daniels from start to finish.
Yeah, and I've been giving my theory all show. I think he's hurt. And
when do you think he got hurt, though?
When that dude plowed into his knee.
But that was second half. I mean, the first half, Jaden Daniels was pretty bad, man.
Is it possible he's been hurt since training camp? I mean, I go back to that decision to not do practices after cut week, to have 13 days to get ready for this stretch and have two on-field practices during that time. Something was up. Even as a coach who loves his guys, even as a coach whose guys love him, you don't just do that. That was a big opportunity for them to get ready. That was right after Terry signed. It was a great opportunity to get him connected with Terry. I do wonder if there's something lingering. He was on the injury report this week. You remember, he's always going to play, but he was listed on the injury report this week. I think it's something we'll have to keep in mind moving forward. Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio, joins me for a little cross-car cross-talk as we're rolling back from the Green Bay Packers game. Let's go straight there. Matt Gay, the kicker. Do you want a new kicker next week?
I mean, yes, but I also didn't like the decision to kick it from 58 yards when you went for it in fourth and four situations all of last year. I get it, you're on the road. I get it, your offense wasn't moving, but that changed the momentum of the game in my mind. Even though the Packers then missed the next field goal, it was just a missed opportunity. And the game was filled with missed opportunities for the Washington Commanders. And when Matt Gay misses two and Brandon McManus hits one from 56, and that's the difference in the ball game, you lose by 9 points, it's a reality check for this team that they probably got the kicker wrong. They probably should not have paid Matt Gay. He missed in the preseason, and everybody got worked up about it. I said, oh, calm down. It's just the preseason. Well, now he kind of lost us this game, right? Because as bad as Washington was, as bad as Jaden Daniels was, it was 27-18 with 3 minutes left. They were driving down the field, and they could have had it 27-24 if he had just made his field. If he makes one of those from 50, Washington has a chance to win it in a game in which they played a D-plus or a C-minus performance. You know, it's a game of inches in the National Football League, and the doink one really hurt Washington.
Very nice onside kick, though. He was sharp on the onside kick. They didn't get it, but I'd let him do that again.
I mean, yeah.
You're not ready to back at a compliment.
No.
Too soon, he says. Defense. Frankie Louvu chatted with us after the game about just, you know, the frustration of not being able to get it going to their standards. And, you know, this was portrayed as a who's real game, right? You know, after such a good outing last week, are they for real? I'm going to take the fact that the game was close into the third as proof that they can have a little bend but don't break to them. They had a couple nice stops. They had the goal line stand, which kept the game alive for a little while, forced Packers into a field goal. On the other hand, as you mentioned, Matt LaFleur has had Dan Quinn's number, and he certainly did again tonight. The scheming was on point. The routes were on point. The use of the tight ends, the use of the running backs was on point. Just really a clinic in what you can do with a roster like that. I thought Matt LaFleur was better than Cliff Kingsbury tonight.
Yeah. So we talked to Bobby Wagner after the game, and I'm not paraphrasing him, but I do feel like he was saying that the game plan was bend but don't break. Like, they knew they were going to give up yards. Jordan Love's got all these weapons. Josh Jacobs is a great running back. What they're disappointed in is the red zone success that the Packers had. I mean, Kraft was wide open because somebody didn't do their assignment. And this is a team that last week, they all did their assignment. That's how they got off the field after seven plays on the goal line. This was a team that it looked like, you know, guys were going for individual success there. They were also confused by the pre-snap motion, which is frustrating because Quan Martin told us they focused on that all week long in preparation for this game. Maybe they didn't have enough time to prepare for that. Maybe Matt LaFleur's schemes are just so complicated, and he got Jordan Love in a lot of rhythm and got his timing down. And maybe Jordan Love is a lot better than we both talked about, because he looked miles ahead of Jaden Daniels tonight.
He looked good, certainly in a head-to-head. You'd rather have Jordan Love. I was laughing about that on the pregame show here. They were saying, who would you rather have for the next 5 years, Jordan Love or Jaden Daniels? And the whole panel go, oh, Jordan Love, of course, Jordan Love. Oh, boo, bunch of homers. But they certainly validated that pick tonight. Jordan Love was a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels. I'd like the record to show. I still believe in number five. I still think he'll get right. I still think he's got a unique set of tools that's going to serve him very well in the NFL. I think these guys are 1-1 coming back to play the Las Vegas Raiders in a very winnable game. Adam Epstein joining me for some cross-car cross-talk. Give me your thoughts on your first game at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. You see why that place is a bucket list stop for so many people. It had such an old-school feel. I felt like it was Friday Night Lights. I was back in high school going to Robinson Secondary School games with my dad, the way you see these old men bring their chair or rent their chair because you're sitting in the bleachers with no back. I know my dad would bring a portable chair to this game. The whiteout was kind of incredible. The winter warning, as they told us, is what they were calling it. The crowd was fantastic. I was pleased with the amount of burgundy and gold that was there, but man, that stadium is awesome. It got really, really loud on the big third down plays, on the Tucker Kraft 50-yard wide open catch and run situation there. That place was popping off, and I really thought that the environment made a difference in this game for sure. If it comes back to Washington and it's Green Bay against Washington, the way Washington plays, we still lose that game, but I think it would be a little bit closer.
In a game that had playoff seeding implications, certainly they're going to want to be at Lambeau. I thought the whites were pretty sharp, too. I thought that was a nice uniform that they had there.
I totally agree with you. I mean, everything about the Packers looked really good. That helmet in the lights all white was terrific. Micah Parsons looked like, what, Reggie White? I mean, it was insane how good that team was tonight. And now this is two performances in a row against two teams that were not just playoff teams, but playoff teams that advanced, right? I mean, you had a 15-win Detroit Lions team, a Washington team that makes it to the conference championship, and Green Bay looked just miles ahead of both of them. I want to see Green Bay against Philadelphia. When is that game on the schedule?
That's going to be a fantastic football game. Chiefs-Eagles this weekend. You can look forward to that one. Final game at the Diamond on Sunday. Drop by. Say hey to your boy MP if you're there this weekend. Have a great sports weekend. AWOD's got 3 hours live and local with you coming up next. We're going to get back to Richmond. We'll be talking to you from Richmond, Virginia on Monday. I have my cheese curd. I got you home now. We'll do that. We'll get back for the final series at the Diamond. And of course, if you don't have tickets, you'll hear it right here. We're back Monday. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.